You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
It is time for a trending report. Jeremy,
what?
The Avalanche lost last night.
No.
They got shut out at home. You can't get shut out at home.
That ain't
right.
Vegas. That ain't right.
They get one day off to sit there and stew on it, and then Minnesota's in town tomorrow night. But tonight, those crews are busy working, changing it from ice to hardwood floors over at Ball Arena.
That conversion crew is just outstanding over there.
Yeah,
so cool what they can do.
I wonder what they get paid.
I don't know. Not enough.
They're changing it to the hardwoods because the Nuggets are at home tonight against Portland. I mentioned this a few moments ago. Saturday Night Live, they have announced that this weekend the host will be Nick Jonas. He's dreamy.
Oh, I think it's Nick Jonas, and I want to say the dude that's hosting it is that Bridgerton guy this weekend, isn't
it?
Oh,
well,
did
they
you see
announced
that?
Here that Nick Jonas is the host
and
performing.
Then maybe I'm wrong. I saw the
maybe
Bridgerton guys.
Maybe he's going to have a co-host.
I don't know. Can you imagine those two together?
Oh,
ratings through the
people's
roof.
People's televisions would explode.
Sweating.
The Mars rover is continuing to send back all sorts of videos, photos, audio, you name it.
Oh, yeah.
You can find it all over the interwebs, but the video they have now showing video, not still shots, video of the lander lowering to the surface and the
it looks like a
the
movie.
Rover lowering,
it looks like
and
a
then the
movie.
Lander thing or whatever flying away. Oh,
Red Rover. I got excited there for a second. I forgot I did pull audio of what it sounds like on Mars. Can I play it?
Please do.
I mean, it's not like groundbreaking. It is what you would think it is. It just sounds a little windy, but like how often do you get to say that you heard what it sounds like on Mars?
Play it.
All right, listen real close.
Thank you for that.
Science.
All right, what else is trending?
Hold on, I gotta recover from that. Bruce Springsteen and Barack Obama, they're doing a podcast together, Dom. Hmm. It's called Renegades, Born in the USA. And they're gonna discuss topics like race and fatherhood and marriage and the state of America. I've been watching some video this morning. They've actually been having it on up on the news channels this morning, and I think I actually kind of want to listen to it. It's on, you know, the various podcast sites right now.
Okay.
Two episodes are up, and it actually looks pretty good. They're like buddies. I didn't know they were like BFFs. Did you know that?
I did not.
I didn't know Bruce Springsteen sobered up enough to do a podcast,
okay.
Honestly. Let's be honest.
That
here.
Is uncalled
let's
for.
Let's be honest here.
Funny, but uncalled for.
What else is going on? I'm sick of the Gwyneth Paltrow story. I'm going to skip that one.
You don't have
that's
to.
That's stupid.
That
we already did that. Latest word out in the world of food. Cheese is not bad for you after all. I guess there was some of these anti-fat campaigns or guidelines or whatever that came out of the 80s and 90s. It was talking about how bad cheese is for you, and it's gonna really jack up your system and mess
so
up your heart.
So we've been told this for like 25 years now, and now suddenly they're
like,
changing their minds.
No,
eh?
We're good. We good. Cheese is fine. They said stay away from the refined grains, potatoes, and processed meats. No more pepperoni for you, Dom.
Ugh.
But they say cheese doesn't actually cause people to gain weight, and sometimes it actually helps you lose fat. Believe it or not.
Damned.
I know you're dying to play this jingle.
Cheese, glorious cheese. Tastes mighty inviting.
I'm so skinny.
Say it actually might even help lower your risk of cardiovascular
disease. How great is that?
You know what? If we find out that this study was paid for by the Cheese Council, I'm going to be pissed.
I'll be mad. But it probably has to be like a high-quality, decent cheese. You can't be biting into a block of Velveeta and being like, I'm health conscious.
What about my Kraft American singles?
Nope. That is not going to work either, my friend. And don't be one of those weirdos that loves goat cheese. I can't describe what that tastes like in my mouth. It's just... Do you like goat cheese?
I don't. I don't like blue cheese either, which I guess all
of that
makes
me a weirdo. You don't like crumbly cheeses, do you?
I'm not a crumbly cheese dude.
Feta?
Except for that cortija or whatever that I was telling you about.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about the people under 30 and what they do in the car? Do you want to make that a whole topic? Remember that story from today?
Let's make that an entire segment tomorrow.
All right, I'll give you a different car
story.
Because
I think people will be able to relate.
It's so good. It's me. I don't know. It's me. Let me give you a different car story. According to a new survey, one-third of people say that their cars are so full of junk, there is not any room for passengers. No room. That's how much stuff you have piled up in your car. If you have one of those cars, I want to see it. Send it to us. Post it on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy. I want to see how messy your car
is. We'll do a trashiest car contest.
Like, we should do that.
I want to fast forward about 5 years and look into the car that my stepdaughter might own at that time and see if she can even fit her own body.
What's
into
in
it.
There? Like,
she's just a messy car person.
I don't get that.
Like, if you opened it up, the used straw wrappers will come flying out, right? And used masks and bags wadded up and water bottles. And it's just...
It's disgusting.
I just can't take it.
Is that a male-female thing?
No, it's certainly not. There are a lot of men who are like that, too. It's a... I don't know. For me, is it an ADHD, OCD thing? I don't know what it is, but I need the inside of the car.
It's just a filth thing.
The dashboard will be dusty and stuff in my cars generally, but I don't have trash in my car.
Last time I was in Dom's car a few years ago, I actually wrote the date on his dash. That's how dusty it was.
But there was no trash at your
feet. No trash. Knickknacks car, if you open it up and the little pocket there in the door is filled with used tissues, I have never met a woman with a more runnier nose.
She's full of snot.
She
man.
Has so, like, her mucus glands are just rocking.
What if that's tied in with her snoring at night?
Oh, it could be.
It's all coming from the same area, so I'm wondering if she's so full of mucus.
But she wakes up all dry from snoring because her mouth's open. You think it would be well lubricated in there. All right. My wife is disgusting. Let's go ahead and do clickbait.
Clickbait.
My wife is disgusting, he says. Look, you're no picnic either, my friend. All right.
Mucus. Check out this link on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy. It's a 24-year-old woman from Canada. She just set the world record for finishing a 40,000-piece puzzle. Dang. Of a bunch of Disney characters, and she finished it in 150 hours. It's still a long time, but the previous record holder was 423 hours.
She shattered the record.
She slaughtered that record. Mm. And it's a massive puzzle. There's a picture of her laying on it, and it's way longer than she is.
I think it's a Ravensburger puzzle, which I was looking at these not too long ago, actually. I'm not going to get it. 40,000.
That's too much puzzle.
I don't have the room for that right now.
What's a Ravensburger puzzle? Are those high-quality
really
good puzzles?
Very good quality puzzles. Yeah, I'm sorry to give them a free plug. But.
Is that the Ravensburger puzzle you're working on?
Yes, as a matter of fact, it is.
Well, really?
Please do not set your drink on the puzzle table. Thank you.
Not near the Ravensburger.
In fact, get the hell out of my house.
So that dumb link is on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
That's what's trending now.